A very warm welcome to each and every one of you. And as always here, the welcome comes in the name of Emmanuel, which, as we learned this morning, means God with us. It's a carol service, so we're going to start by singing the carol. And the first one is, O Come, O Ye Faithful. If you're following in the hymn books, it's number 209. Otherwise, you'll find the words behind me on the wall. If you're able to, please do stand and let's sing. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Please be seated. Let's join our hearts now together in prayer. Let's all pray. Almighty and eternal God, our loving Father who is in heaven, once again, Lord, it's with great joy that we gather around your heavenly throne with the angels to sing your praise and to adore you and your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We recognize that you alone are God. There never was a time when you were not, for you are the everlasting God. You are everywhere present at the same time in this universe which you created. We thank you that you are perfect in your knowledge and in your wisdom and in your power. You're an amazing God who is pure and perfectly righteous. And we thank you, Lord, that though each one of us has fallen short of your glory, we all like sheep have gone astray. Yet we remember that you have so loved this world that you sent into it 2,000 years ago your only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And God became man and he dwelt amongst us. And unlike us, he lived a perfect life in full obedience to you. And then he willingly chose to lay down that life on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins. To suffer your wrath, to take our punishment. We thank you for such love. We thank you that on the third day you raised him from the dead. He's alive and he's in heaven at your right hand. And we confess our sins to you, Lord, at the outset of this carol service. Please forgive us for the many things that we should have done but we haven't done, and for the things that we did when we shouldn't have done. Please, O God, forgive us. And please draw near to us here this afternoon by God the Holy Spirit himself. Your word tells us that you know each and every one of us by name. Please speak to us. Please make yourself known to us here this afternoon. And come and do a work in our hearts that we might know the glory of Emmanuel, God with us. And all this we pray in the precious name of him, the Son of God, who loved us and gave himself for us, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, we're delighted to see you here this afternoon. Lovely to see so many faces. If it's the first time you've been here, we want to give you a very special welcome. This afternoon, we plan to have a series of traditional readings and carols, centering, of course, upon the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago in Bethlehem. And if you're particularly familiar with those carols, can I urge you this year to really think about them as you sing them? Maybe look for one new thing in each carol. Or if you're very keen, look for one new thing in every verse. Some truth really to savour and to warm your heart with. We hope that you're not going to rush off at the end, but you're warmly welcome to stay for refreshments down there in the side hall. Please do make yourself through there. If you've got any mobiles, please turn them off now so that they don't disturb us. There's plenty of literature out on the tables. I actually have 10 Christmas leaflets here in my hand. They're all free. If anything that you said this afternoon particularly strikes you, then please help yourself to 2 or 3. They're free. And we'd love you to take them and read them, because they might just give you the most special Christmas you've ever had in the whole of your life. Our Christmas appeal this year as a church is a Bible and blankets appeal for the folks in Ukraine. We're looking to support European Mission Fellowship in providing Bibles and blankets and generators to churches and unbelievers there in Ukraine. And if you want to make a donation to that appeal, there is a box on the back wall for you later on. Next Sunday, we're due to meet again, slightly earlier than usual in the morning, 10 o'clock, and I'll try to be finished by lunchtime. And then if you're still free in the evening, we're due to meet at 6 o'clock as well. So next Lord's Day, 10 in the morning, earlier than usual, and then 6. Well, the first reading for us is from Isaiah, a well-known prophet in the Old Testament, who spoke these words some 800 years before Jesus was born. And we find the reading in Isaiah chapter 9 from verse 2. Let's listen to it. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For you have broken the yoke of his burden and the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the day of Midian. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle and garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice, from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Well, after our next carol, we're then going to have two readings of how the angels announce the good news of Jesus, first of all to Mary and then to Joseph. But before that, we're going to stand and sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing, which again speaks of the offspring of a virgin's womb and the one whose name is Emmanuel. Let's stand to sing.
first of the two readings is taken from Luke chapter 1 and verse 26 until verse 35. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, at the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favoured one, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God."
The next reading is taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 1, reading from verse 18 to the end of the chapter. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not wanting to make her public example, was minded to put her away secretly. But while he thought about these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." So all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child, and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us." Then Joseph, being aroused from sleep, did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took to him his wife, and did not know her till she had brought forth her firstborn son, and he called his name Jesus.
Thank you, Jackie and Arthur, very much. Our next song is found in the Word of Life Praise hymn book. It's number 65. Again, you'll find the words behind me. And it reminds us that before he came to earth, God's Son was rich beyond all splendour. But for love's sake, he became poor and came to earth. Let's stand if we're able and sing, "Lord, You Were Rich."
Thank you. The next reading is Luke chapter 2, verses 1 to 7. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This census took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
Yes, the Bible says that the one who on the third day of creation swaddled the seas 2,000 years ago came to earth to be laid in a manger and swaddled in a cloth. Of course, the Old Testament prophets had said that he would be born in Bethlehem, and he was. And as our next carol says, the one who was there in Bethlehem was the Lord of glory. He came down to earth from heaven, who is God and Lord of all. Let's sing our next carol, Once in Royal David's City.
Yeah.
Our next reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14. Now, there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men."
You'll need to take a deep breath before you sing the next one. It's about the angels and the realms of glory. It was angels who announced the birth to Mary and to Joseph and to the shepherds too. So we're going to stand and sing "Angels from the Realms of Glory, Wing Your Flight O'er All the Earth, Ye Who Sang Creation's Story, Now Proclaim Messiah's Birth." Deep breath, let's stand and sing.
Sing us from with true repentance.
This reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, reading from 15 to 20. So it was, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. Now when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which had been told to them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marvelled at all these things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that had been made known to them and that they had heard and seen as it was told them.
Well, thanks to Cynthia and Anna and Zoe for the last three readings. Maybe I could encourage you to ponder some of the things that you hear and that you sing here this afternoon. Can I just welcome those joining us online this afternoon, maybe live or maybe later. Lovely to have you with us here this afternoon. And we trust that you'll know something of the joy of Emmanuel in your hearts too.